We're going to talk to Peter, who's a third year chemistry student. So, hi Peter, can you tell us a bit about yourself and what made you apply to Oxford?
Right, I'm originally from Liverpool. I visited Oxford at the suggestion of my head of sixth form at school. Went round a few colleges, liked some, didn't like others, all for really silly reasons. But thought, as a city and a place to live, Oxford definitely had a charm about it that was really attractive. I applied and got invited to an interview, which was really scary. I stuttered a lot and forgot things that I knew and couldn't open the door on the way out. But the tutors were really reassuring and patient, and to my surprise, I got a letter a few days later saying I'd got in.
So how have you found Oxford and college life so far? And what sort of things have you done with your time?
Well, the best thing about Oxford is the people. People come to Oxford from not just all over Britain, but from all over the world. There are so many different types of personality, it's almost impossible not to connect with someone. College life is very communal, which makes getting to know people really easy. In my first 2 years, I lived in the college and always looked forward to sitting down and eating with everyone at lunch and dinner, and then seeing them in the college bar in the evening. Aside from that, I played a bit of sport, I joined the college badminton club, and was captain in second year. I also joined the Oxford Union, where I've seen speakers like Patrick Stewart and Pierce Brosnan. I listen to debates, or just chill out in the Union bar.
Can you describe a typical day?
Well, for a chemist, there's always an early start. There's 9 o'clock lectures pretty much every day, and then I normally have a second one at 10. After that, I pass a bit of time before lunch, checking my emails, seeing what's been going on in the news, checking the sports, stuff like that. Then after lunch, I might have a tutorial for an hour, going over the work I've been doing in the past week. And then after that, I'll probably spend the rest of the afternoon doing work, reading lecture notes, making sure I'm ready for the lectures of the next day. In the evening, I'll usually do a little bit more work, but after that, I'm free and I'll probably go out with my friends.
So what sort of thing do you do when you go back home in the holidays, and what do you think you might do when you finish Oxford?
Well, the main thing I do in the holidays is have a rest. Oxford terms are short, but they're really intense, packed full of both work and fun. Before every holiday, my tutors always remind me I need to do work in the holidays, and I do find the holidays are a good chance to go back over everything I've done in the term. But certainly during the holidays, I spend a lot more time seeing friends and relaxing than I do during term time. Beyond my current degree, I don't really know what I want to do. For the first couple of years, I would have said, I don't want to do any more chemistry. But now, as third year's gone on, and I've got to know a bit more about the research they're doing in Oxford and how prestigious it is, I've become more and more tempted to do a PhD. The great thing about an Oxford science degree is that afterwards the world really is your oyster, and to a large extent you can do whatever you want. So if anyone was perhaps considering applying to Oxford, I would say, if you've got the ability and the willingness to learn and be challenged, and you've got the passion to get to grips with whatever subject, then you can't do much better than here. It's fun, it's exciting. You work with really supportive tutors who encourage you and push you every step of the way to help you make the most of your student years. And you're set up for life afterwards. It really is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Well, that's great, Peter. Thank you very much.